Today, I'm diving headfirst into one of the most divisive, game-changing moves in business today, and that is remote work. If you're still clinging to the idea that productivity only happens in the office, it's time to examine that. Long commutes are gone. Office politics, not so much. With remote work, it's all about dialing in and getting things done and having more time to live your actual life. No more wasting hours on the road just to sit in a cubicle, sometimes not very busy. Remote work means freedom, focus, and some next level productivity. And if you're managing it right, your team can crush their projects harder than ever before. Let's be real. It's not all rainbows. Remote work comes with its own set of headaches. I'm talking about isolation, blurred boundaries, miscommunication. That can blow deadlines if you're not on top of that. In this episode, I want to tear into both the perks and the pitfalls of remote work. And I want to give you a blueprint to make it work for you that I've actually done for many, many years. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules. I'm Wayne Robertson, and this is the podcast where I shred the playbook and reimagine how projects really get done. So buckle up. This episode isn't for the faint-hearted. I'm here to rip apart the myths and show you how remote teams can deliver results that will make your office-bound counterparts look sometimes prehistoric. Get ready to rethink everything you know about work. Let's go. In a world where the office is no longer a physical space, but a virtual one, remote work has emerged as a powerful tool for productivity. Imagine a team that's not bound by geography, where each member works from wherever they feel most inspired. No more exhausting commutes, no more rigid schedules, just pure focus and flexibility. But the benefits don't stop there. Remote work can lead to happier employees who are free to design their day, balance their personal lives, and even choose where they live. And this freedom translates to a much better personal satisfaction. So, when our employees are happy, they bring that positivity and energy into the work. So, let's explore how embracing remote work can unlock your team's potential, boost productivity, and create a much better work environment. So we'll challenge the norms and discover how breaking free from the office can bring us closer to achieving our goals. In the past, being told by the boss to go home meant you were in trouble or actually being fired. And today, it might mean get yourself home and get a whole bunch of work accomplished. Because remote work is here to stay, regardless of your biases. The following story is fictional, as I need to keep the actual experiences I had confidential, but it illustrates some key issues that arise in getting projects done. John, a seasoned project manager in a large tech company, was the definition of old school. For him, productivity was synonymous with physical presence. He had a clear-cut routine, strolling through the office, peering over team members' shoulders, and stopping by desks for a quick check-in. He believed that was the only way to ensure the team stayed on track. Remote work to him was an invitation for distraction, a path that would lead to missed deadlines, reduced focus, and a loss of control over his team. But then, things began to unravel. One by one, his top performers started leaving, not for other industries, but for other teams or companies that offered them one thing that John had refused to consider, the flexibility of remote work. Long commutes, rigid office hours, and constant supervision were driving them away. And so John had to face the hard truth that he was losing his best talent, not because of the work, but because of the environment he was enforcing. Left with fewer team members and mounting pressure from upper management, John knew he couldn't continue on the same path. He reluctantly allowed a trial period of remote work for his remaining team, a move that he had always resisted. And it was a cautious start. He still required everyone to check in daily, give him regular updates, and attend virtual meetings that he feared would lack the productivity of face-to-face interactions. But to John's surprise, the team's productivity didn't drop. In fact, it surged. Team members started completing tasks faster, contributing more innovative ideas, and collaborating more freely during online meetings. The team felt energized by the new freedom to set up their workspaces and manage their own schedules. And without the need to commute, they had more time and mental clarity to focus on work, and it showed in their output. The work itself had not changed, but the flexibility made them more engaged and invested in their roles. And so, John's mindset began to shift. He realized that his constant supervision was rooted in a lack of trust. And with remote work, he couldn't check in on every detail, but he saw that his team was still delivering results. And so slowly, he replaced micromanaging with trust, allowing team members to manage their own time. He began to understand that the role as a project manager didn't have to be about overseeing every task. It could be about guiding and supporting his team from a distance. So John adapted to the new reality by creating structures that balanced autonomy with accountability. He scheduled weekly team check-ins that focused not on status updates, but on tackling challenges and fostering connection. And he encouraged team members to share their progress, to ask for help, and celebrate each other's wins. And by doing so, he fostered collaborative culture where team members felt supported, even from afar. John's turnaround involved very specific steps that fundamentally transformed his team dynamics. And here's how it happened. Once John decided to try remote work, he just didn't leave the team to figure it out on their own. He researched and implemented remote collaboration on many tools, including Microsoft Teams and other tools available. He also used project management software to keep things organized. So that structure was very important for clarity and ensuring everyone knew their responsibilities and deadlines. And every task had a name tied to it. He also established clear expectations that outcomes were now prioritized over hours logged. The message was simple. As long as the deadlines were met and quality remained high, team members could manage their own schedules. So instead of his usual quick check-ins, he shifted to outcome-focused weekly meetings. These weren't status updates or micromanagement sessions. They were designed truly for collaboration, where team members could discuss the week's achievements and obstacles and next steps. He encouraged everyone to share their wins and their challenges, and he created a safe space to ask for help or suggest improvements. These meetings fostered a sense of shared responsibility and helped the team focus on big picture goals, making everyone feel like the critical part of the project's success. And recognizing that remote work gave team members the freedom to be productive at their own pace, John allowed flexible hours with a core collaboration windows, 3 hours each day where everyone was expected to be online simultaneously. This window ensured real-time collaboration when necessary, but also allowed everyone to manage the rest of their day around their personal peaks. For instance, team members could start early or work late as long as they were available during those 3 hours, and this setup encouraged flexibility while maintaining a rhythm that kept the team connected. He also knew that accountability was the key to remote work success, and so he introduced personal goal setting, really important. Each team member outlined their top three goals for the week, aligning them with the project's objectives. At the end of each week, they'd share their progress in the team meeting, and the goal-setting process encouraged ownership of tasks and allowed John to monitor project milestones without needing to check in constantly. And so, by focusing on the weekly achievements, the team stayed motivated and accountable, and John's need for peer over the shoulders was replaced by trusting his team's dedication. And to reinforce his new focus on productivity over presence, he introduced a reward system based on outcomes. He celebrated team members who met their goals with high-quality work or went above and beyond to support others. This recognition wasn't about who logged the most hours. It was about the impact and the quality of contributions. John would give shout-outs in team meetings, send personalized appreciation emails, and he even organized small virtual events to celebrate big wins. And this shift from hours worked to results delivered significantly boosted morale, and it helped align everyone with the project's mission. He also realized he needed to rebuild trust, both from his side and the team's. And so he scheduled biweekly one-on-one meetings with each team member. But rather than discussing tasks, these conversations focused on personal growth, well-being, and feedback on the remote setup. He would ask questions like, "How are you finding this balance between work and life? Are there any challenges you're facing that I can help with?" And this new approach fostered open communications and made team members feel heard and supported, strengthening across the team. And so he recognized that some of the team members were struggling to disconnect due to the new remote arrangement. So to address this, he created a work-life harmony policy, setting boundaries that encouraged people to unplug after working hours. He discouraged sending emails late at night or on the weekends, respecting everyone's need to recharge. This policy helped team members maintain a healthier work-life balance, which reduced burnout and helped them return to work more energized and focused. So now, with the team now operating remotely, John realized he could use some of their saved commute time for professional growth. And he introduced optional cross-training sessions where team members could learn each other's skills, from coding techniques to some other fundamentals. And this cross-training helped the team understand each other's roles better, equipped them with skills to cover for each other if someone was available. And the sessions fostered a stronger sense of collaboration and adaptability, creating a more versatile and resilient team. But perhaps the biggest shift was John's personal growth as a leader. He took time to study remote leadership best practices and adapted his management style to the needs of the team. He moved from being a watchful supervisor to a proactive facilitator, always looking for ways to support rather than monitor his team. He shifted from controlling every detail to empowering his team, which allowed him to focus on strategic decisions instead of micromanaging. His transformation didn't just save the project. It made him a more effective leader. As word of the team's remote success spread, John's team began attracting talent again. Former team members who had left for remote work returned, and new candidates drawn to the flexible setup and collaborative culture joined eagerly. John's reputation was transformed within the company, and from being a rigid and traditional person to an adaptive leader who wasn't afraid to embrace change. So through this experience, he developed a new outlook on project management. He no longer believed productivity depended on constant physical presence. Instead, he saw the power of trusting his team, empowering them to manage their time, and focusing on outcomes rather than micromanaging. John's journey became a case study in the company for managers struggling with remote transitions, proving that flexibility doesn't just retain talent. It unleashes new levels of productivity and engagement. These changes had a profound impact. John's project saw remarkable improvement in productivity. The deadlines were not only met, but they were often exceeded. And team members felt a renewed sense of ownership and enthusiasm. And their innovative ideas helped streamline tasks that had previously been time-consuming. His team became known for high-quality work and collaboration, attracting attention across the company. And the project succeeded beyond expectations, and his success story soon became a model for others looking to embrace remote work. Hey, on a side topic here, I love trivia. Nothing is more exciting than to find oddball trivia. I found this one time. The Amazon Smile logo was designed to point from A to Z, to symbolize they sell everything from A to Z. And Google's first server was built using Lego bricks because this was to house the 10 4-gig hard drives they needed for their new search engine, which is so funny. 4-gig hard drives. I remember those days. We thought they were huge, and they weren't. So, one of the biggest work earthquakes took a little used option and made it mainstream because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that is remote work. Few things can cause bigger arguments than remote work. But I have seen it boil down to three camps. One, for many workers who use a computer all day, it is perfectly reasonable to work completely remote. And there are many great tools to get the work done. Number two, hybrid work is where some days are in the office and some are remote. And three is that no remote work at all in the office, 5 days a week. And those are the three groups that it's boiling down to. And that pandemic brought about a massive shift towards remote work and flexible work. And many businesses adopted remote work to ensure the employees' safety during the pandemic and maintain operations. And this change highlighted the importance of technology infrastructure, communication tools, and work-life balance. So we had some good things come out of this. Employers began placing a greater emphasis on employee well-being, recognizing that the mental, emotional, and physical health of employees directly impacts productivity and job satisfaction. And this led to an increased support for mental health resources, wellness programs, and flexible scheduling. And many organizations started exploring hybrid work models, allowing employees to split their time between working remotely and coming into the office. And this approach aims to combine the benefits of remote work, that flexibility, with the advantages of in-person collaboration. And as technology continues to advance, businesses have been investing in upskilling and reskilling programs to ensure the workforce has the necessary skills to thrive in a rapidly challenging environment. This could involve training employees in digital skills or data analysis or artificial intelligence or more. Automation and artificial intelligence have been changing the nature of work in various industries. And while these technologies can streamline processes and increase efficiency, they also raise questions about job displacement and the need for employees to acquire new skills to stay relevant. And also with remote and hybrid work becoming more prevalent, managers have had to adapt their leadership styles to effectively manage teams in virtual settings. Communication, trust building, and task coordination, those are all new challenges in this context. And the gig economy has continued to expand, offering individuals more opportunities to work as freelancers or independent contractors. And this trend has many implications for job security, benefits, and traditional employer-employee relationships. And companies have increasingly recognized the importance of regular feedback and engagement with employees, regular check-ins, performance evaluations, and opportunities for growth have become essential to maintain a motivated workforce. And many businesses have shifted towards more sustainable practices and embrace corporate social responsibility initiatives. And employees often value working for companies that align with their values and contribute positively to society. So to summarize, for employees, remote work often allows for flexible schedules. It enables employees to work during hours they find most productive or when it fits their personal life best. And without the need to commute, which can be horrendously long, employees can spend more time with family, they can spend time on hobbies, they can rest, and return to a much better work-life balance. And eliminating the daily commute saves a lot of time and reduces the stress and expenses associated with travel. And also, many people find they're more productive when working in a comfortable, self-controlled environment without the typical office distractions. And they can set up their own workspace as they prefer to boost comfort and efficiency. And remote work opens up opportunities for jobs that are not limited by a geographic location. So as an employer and employees, you both have many more options. And here's something that I don't think we've talked too much about. The flexibility of remote work can contribute to better physical and mental health because they can establish an easier, healthy routine and work in a stress-free environment. Now, what's in it for employers? Okay, we've talked from the employee point of view. What about employers? Well, you have access to a wider talent pool. You can hire the best talent regardless of the geographical location. Also, overhead costs can be reduced because you have less need for office space and utilities and supplies. Huge reduction in cost. And many businesses report higher productivity levels from remote workers as there are fewer office interruptions. Flexible work arrangements can lead to higher employee satisfaction, reducing turnover. And reducing commuting lowers the carbon footprint, so it contributes to more environmental sustainability. And in a disaster, a remote workforce can continue operations in various circumstances, including natural disasters or pandemics. A geographically diverse team can bring in different perspectives and insights, which can be very beneficial for global businesses. And it's not all positive. I would be very remiss in not discussing the problems you're going to encounter, because I did remote work for many years, even before it became famous. And while there are many benefits, it comes with challenges for isolation, overworking, the need for strong self-discipline, the necessity of effective communication tools and practices. So both employers and employees need to be very proactive in addressing these challenges. One of them is under a weird name. It's been called the time zone tango. Basically, it's how do you coordinate work across time zones? Not too bad if you're in some place like the United States, one country. It's tough enough there. It gets really tough internationally, and I've done it. It can be fixed. It's just tough. And this is the movement of scheduling and rescheduling meetings and deadlines to make sure that team members who are spread across many geographical locations can be involved properly in the work. And it's one of the unique challenges of remote work. It requires flexibility, clear communication, and frequently creative scheduling. Now, this one I have never done, but some people are doing it and it seems to work well for them. And it's called virtual coffee breaks. You get on an online system like Microsoft Teams, and these are informal online meetings. It's not a meeting where you discuss work directly, although you may. It's just to get together. Hey, let's all meet at 10 o'clock and see how it's going on. What's happening in your world? How's the weather? Those kind of things. And the goal is to reduce the feelings of isolation, maintain a sense of team unity, and the benefits that come from that. So, business management is going to have real concerns, and they're real. I'm not going to ignore them. And the concerns are around control, productivity, and culture. One of the problems is lack of oversight. Managers may feel that they have less control over their teams when they can't physically see them. And it's a clear issue. This can lead to worries about whether employees are effectively managing their time and staying productive without direct supervision. And remote work can complicate communication and decrease spontaneity in interactions. Managers might be concerned about delays in communication or misunderstandings or the loss of quick, informal exchanges that often spark innovation and problem solving. And there is a traditional belief in some quarters that employees work best under direct supervision and that remote work will lead to slacking off. And despite numerous studies showing that remote work can increase productivity, the perception persists in some circles. Maintaining a strong company culture is tougher when employees are dispersed. And upper management will worry that without a central working location, employees will feel less connected to the company's goals and to each other, potentially weakening team cohesion and company loyalty. And remote work increases the risk of cybersecurity breaches as employees access company networks from various and sometimes insecure locations. This can be a significant concern for management, especially for those that have incredibly sensitive or proprietary information, which probably is everybody. And transitioning to remote work involves significant changes in organizational structure and processes, and some leaders might resist this just due to the uncertainty and upfront investments due to it. So addressing these concerns often involves demonstrating the effectiveness of remote work through solid management practices, robust communication tools, and clear productivity metrics to evaluate this, not to mention strong cybersecurity. And this can help in gradually shifting the perspective of upper management towards viewing remote work more favorably. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode of Ignoring the Rules. I've untangled the cords of remote work and the pivotal role in project success. But remember, managing a remote team is somewhat like a herding cats, but you can do it. And I've covered everything from virtual coffee breaks to time zone issues, proving that you don't need to be in the same room to create something amazing, though you might need to be in the same virtual meeting room. Don't forget, while remote work lets you attend meetings in your pajamas, it requires the right tools, it requires trust, and a whole lot of communication, because the only thing worse than a bad internet connection is a misunderstood email or comment that was supposed to be funny. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to join me next time on Ignoring the Rules, where I'll dive into the digital tools that make remote work feel less remote. Go to WayneRobertson.com to get all the latest information, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the next podcast episode of Ignoring the Rules.